season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
And there are links in the description. You can go right to our network on herdappmedia.com. Find out more information about some of the other shows that we produce. And all the other stuff that's going on. Herd
And all that other stuff.
All the other stuff.
All right. So first off, Dana Camp in the studio with us. Always
Hello.
Love that.
Hi,
it's
Dana.
Once a month and it's like, it seems like you were just here. Time is flying by.
I feel like that's happening.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With everything.
And I know that's one of those things old people say. Time's just flying by. It's just going so fast. And
yeah.
I remember, but when you're experiencing it, it's kind of disconcerting.
When you're on the other side of the hill, it goes, seems like the gravity starts going a little, takes you down a little bit faster.
That rock rolls a little faster.
Yes,
going
it
down.
Does. It does. It sure does.
Isn't it? I mean, it is. It's upsetting because it's like, oh my God, it's already, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's dumb things. It's already trash day. Oh my God, two more days and it's Saturday. Oh my, you know, it's like, it goes by so quickly. And when you're younger, it's like everything around the corner is brand new. And now it's more of a pattern. Mm. And is that why it feels faster? I don't know.
Oh.
What do you think?
I think just the way we grew up without technology caused it to feel that way. Because now we have 100 mile an hour access to everything. So I think it's the technology that makes it feel like it's never ending. Because your mind never stops.
No.
You're connected to technology all day long. You
Good
wake
point.
Up, you pick up your phone, you go to bed, you're looking at your phone. Like you are constantly... Mm-hmm. In distraction, constantly in distraction.
Right. And you feel like you're the fear of missing out is huge because you're afraid you're going to miss the latest story or the latest development or whatever. Because it used to be stories were embargoed. It used to be there were, you know, stories, things were timed out, you know, and you just, things, everything is just bleh. Everything's just all over.
Oh, all
see, like
once.
The older I got, the older that I have gotten. I feel like less of needing less FOMO. I have less FOMO than I used to. I used to have
just
a lot of FOMO.
Like in general, for people, I think in general, people feel that way
because of technology.
Because it's you have 24/7 television, and growing up, we didn't have 24/7 television.
Right. Midnight that music, and then
the Star Spangled Banner,
right?
Yeah,
and in
the music.
Yeah,
and then at, 5 in the morning they would start with the channel. I remember because you had three channels.
Yeah, three channels.
God. Like so, and PBS.
right.
So
I was counting that one.
Right? ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS.
Uh-huh.
That was what. So I remember at 5 o'clock in the morning you would have. Just remember, if it was on, it would be the stock markets, like the farm report on Saturday mornings. and then on Sunday mornings, if you turned on the radio at all, you were lucky to get the Big Joe Polka Show because that was like the only music that was on that wasn't a hymn.
Mm.
Yeah.
There was no top 40 until after like 9 or 10 o'clock. And then you might start, maybe country music would throw out the week's hot. Remember like when they do the top songs of the week?
Yeah.
You had, who was the guy that was the country... He did the country charts. I loved his voice. But then, of course, you had Casey Kasem.
Right.
You know, that would do the weekly and then read the letters. And it was just such a slower pace.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't go back to that slower pace, though.
Even though I
don't really have FOMO for things, like I like having that. I like having the stuff, the activities and the not having to watch church services on Christmas Eve. You can watch other stuff. Like you can get on, watch Netflix. I like having options, Dana.
You don't like having the gas stations closed on Sunday?
No.
I wish we'd go back to that. I wish I kind of do. I kind of wish we would, because it seems like that since that there's that 24/7, that's kind of where a lot of family traditions went away, you know, as the 24/7, having weekends and
those were just those patterns for then. Like, we're always in patterns,
Well,
right?
Those have been those patterns for a long time. It was
They've
like Sunday was
changed.
Not a day for work. You spent time with your family.
Rested.
And then it was like, oh, we're going to have Walmart and we're open 24/7, not even 7 days a week.
And then I'm like, that's a brilliant idea. Because I'm not working on Sunday night and go shopping on Sunday. This is genius. That's how I would think. Like,
screw
it's like,
my family.
I want to. I see them. We see them all the time.
And I'm overpeopled, so I'm shopping at midnight, so no one's there.
I will say, going to the grocery store at midnight, awesome.
Oh, and it is awesome.
Not anymore. They don't have that anymore.
No, after they took it away from us.
They took it away at COVID, and they didn't bring it back.
But
they
can't get anybody to work.
It was like going out to a different planet, going at 2 or 3 in the morning to Walmart. Like
oh, my God. I remember going to Econo Foods in Hastings when I was living out there, and it was a... deserted island. There was like one other person in the building stocking shelves.
Yeah.
And you could just dash in, dash out, get your stuff. Almost scary when you think about it.
Yeah.
There's no dashing. When I go to the grocery store, that's my zen.
Do you like to just like...
Oh my God, I don't have a list. I just go down each aisle and I get creative.
That's not a good thing though. What keeps you on track? What keeps you not from going into the ditch with your...
Do you forget anything?
No, because I create what I'm going to cook while I'm in the grocery store. Oh. So I like go down the aisle and I go,
you're looking
you know
for
what I
inspiration.
Can make with that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a grilly lake.
It's like Costco. You don't know what you need at Costco till Costco tells you what you need.
That's right. That's why I didn't give you the big cart.
Costco's yes. rough.
It is. I feel like I'm 8 years old when I'm pushing those carts. They're so big.
Well, and then you fill it with stuff, and then it gets heavier. No, yes. I know.
One box of vodka, and I'm halfway there. Right? Six bottles. I'm just saying. But
you're not going to run out for a while.
Because I don't want to come back. I don't want to be there all the time.
It's really busy all the time. Like
this
I
lady must own a
right
bar. She's always here buying just
no,
cases.
Every few months, I stock up. Thank you very much. Big party this weekend. It's awesome.
See ya.
Give me my discount. Bye.
Is it a discount though?
You get a pack of like stacks of bacon, bricks of butter, dog food or cat litter. And vodka.
Vodka.
I am a walking party.
Bacon and vodka. Bacon, vodka, and toilet paper.
And toilet paper. That's the other one. The Kirkland toilet paper, yep. right? Yep. Yes. I'm telling you, it's legit. But anyway, how did we get here?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But little things. Okay, another thing, too. Somebody brought this up. It was one of those people posting some random thought. Do you know of any full-service gas stations? And somebody mentioned Hastings, again, pops in the conversation. Foot Oil Company was a little gas station. It's right on 2nd Street. It was full service when I was there, and that was in the 90s. And I think, I don't know that it isn't still. But then, and you drive in a ding, ding, you know, kind of thing. And then the guy would come out and he'd check the pressure in the tires. He'd check the oil in the car and he'd fill the gas up. You didn't have to get out of your car. That was like a blast from the past when I moved there. Because I had moved there from Phoenix, and that was when more self-serve stuff.
Yeah.
Bag your own groceries, get your own gas.
Right.
Except in New Jersey. They don't allow you to do that in Jersey
and
Oregon.
Oregon is the other place that doesn't let you pump your gas.
Yeah, they don't trust you.
I mean, is it that big of a problem?
It's flammable.
Is it from because it spills on the concrete or something?
They don't trust their people to do it.
I don't know why.
Their people are pissed that they don't get to do it themselves.
That is a state divided everything going on there, that is a state divided.
Didn't half of it almost secede? I think half of it almost became Idaho.
Well, the conservative half wanted to be cut off from the others because, you know, people
wanted to join Idaho.
If you don't like it, they go, why do I have to move? My family's lived here forever. I don't have to move. So,
and they're both right. It's like,
right.
If you don't like it, leave. This is where I grew up. Okay, let's just cut it in half. We'll join Idaho. You guys carry on. And then see you later.
Well, like,
it was crazy.
Portlandia. Like, I mean, like, it's there's some really serious extremes there about how people's belief systems are very extremely
very extreme. And pumping your own gas is one of them.
It's just that's so weird. Of but all the things that
would like, you rather have somebody else pump your gas? Like you just pull in and they do it. You don't have to get out. You don't have to.
I didn't have to pay extra.
That's
But it is. I'm sure it's extra.
You do pay extra.
Yeah, because they have to pay the.
We had one gas station in Fairbanks, Alaska that had full service, and you paid like several. Cents more per gallon just to have somebody do it.
You kind of like weigh it out. It's kind of like when you say, oh my God, it's 5 cents cheaper in Council Bluffs and you drive 10 miles
that
to say 5 cents
sense.
A gallon times 20 gallons.
Yeah.
Especially now.
That wasn't worth it.
When right.
Yeah.
Especially now. Like 10 years ago, it would have been maybe not worth the Council Bluffs, but worth driving around to find the cheapest gas. But now, no, it's not even worth
it. It's not. Do you have that gas buddy on your phone?
I don't. Beth does.
Oh my God. Okay, never mind. I don't have my phone because my phone was dead.
It was the one as of Sunday.
That doesn't matter because that was 3 days ago.
Yeah, true. But I went to Costco, actually. I had never gotten gas. I had before, one other time. Got gas at Costco where there wasn't a line of 57 cars.
I was going to ask, was it full? Because
it wasn't.
It's almost always full.
It was like, it was 10:30 in the morning on Sunday, and there was like one other person in front of me. Yeah. And
That's usually-
There, I was shocked. And I went. I went in, got gas, and I screwed up because some. Well, I didn't screw up, but the pump was kind of messed up, and it was running slow. And the guy came over and was like, "Hey, you might want to switch to another pump or whatever, because it's going to take forever." So I, by the time I went around, then I was behind like four cars.
Yeah.
But when I left, the lines were huge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But that was the obviously Costco because it's cheaper there because of we're members, and then also the card you get like 4% off whatever.
I'm going to throw
money back.
One thing out about at Costco, there is a system, right? And sometimes they'll have people out there to direct traffic, right? Because you pull up two at a time. So the two cars in front of you pull up. So then you wait, then those two leave, and then the next two go
Well,
out.
Not
so
always.
And that's what pisses me off, is if the guy in back decides he's done, but he doesn't want to wait for the other guy to get done so they can drive off. And then either way, it's like just wait till they're both done, because then once one goes around and pulls in, then the one behind has to pull around, and the next one comes up, and then you're off.
Yeah.
And then folks just screwed up the system.
But, but if I was behind, like if it was car in front and then somebody here, and I was the next one in line, and that guy was done,
yeah,
I would, or how is this going to go? I would be mad if the guy didn't leave. Like if the guy was in front of me and he was done and there was somebody in front of him that wasn't and he didn't go around, I'd be mad. I'd be like, dude, go.
No, don't go.
Okay. Let's talk about, this is my peeve.
Okay.
You just sat in line to get gas for quite a few minutes.
Yes.
Could you light a little bit of a fire under your butt when you do get up there? You don't have your cards out.
Get
like you've been sitting in your car for 10 minutes. You don't have your cards ready. You're not like pumped and ready to like rock and roll.
Let's prepare.
That's the lady who's writing the check, right? It's the lady who pulls out the checkbook when all the groceries go through the register. That's the same thing. They get out of their car and then they pull their wallet out of their back pocket or they have their, and they're pulling their cards out. And I'm like, what have you been doing for the last 20 minutes in line?
Yeah.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I know.
Didn't we all just but that's, you know what? That's just certain people are efficient and some people like some people are not. I don't know. Like when I get in my car, like I have a mission. Like I'm going somewhere.
People that just kind of go, well, I'm just going to go and we'll just see what happens. Like, dude, no, because that you get in my way. You're getting
somebody,
in my way.
Somebody moves up and the car in front of you doesn't move. Because they're on their phone.
I'm more interested in, I want to know what's your job? What's your life? Because can I have some of that where you don't care about being somewhere quickly? Yeah.
I just don't
care. I'd like that life.
I know. I know. And people at intersections that don't pull up, like if the traffic coming the opposite way, if there's a gap, they don't pull up enough far enough in the intersection. So if it turns yellow, they're just going to stay there. They're not going to go through. It's like, oh my gosh.
Also, like if you're the first car at the light,
go.
Do you have any other job but to be ready to go when it turns green?
No other job. Just sit there and stare at the light and wait for the light to change.
I know.
Don't get on your phone.
I don't even pick my phone up in the car.
I thought you were going to say, I don't even pick my nose. I am ready. That's just like
my break from my phone.
Yeah.
Like, can I just sit in the quiet of my car?
Exactly.
Paying attention to the next thing I'm supposed to do, like, go.
Go.
Can I go? When that's the next thing you have to do is go. You shouldn't wait. And then, it turns green. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you go and two cars get through the intersection.
Yeah. Do you ever, as the person sitting behind them, how many times has the phrase, ain't going to get any greener? Mm-hmm. How many times has that gone through your head?
Not before I honk.
I usually say that out loud. At least it seems like once a week. Not going to get money greener. Oh my God.
I try to be gentle.
I mean, it's nice.
The driving in the car is like the only thing that you would not know that I was a highly spiritual person. Like,
I love it.
As soon as somebody, I'm just like, okay, bless their heart. Please get them safely where they're going so they don't hurt themselves
bless their
or
heart.
Other people. Please help them get there and not hurt anyone.
I saw a meme this morning on Facebook, and I wish I'd screenshot or saved it, but it was somebody that said, am I the only one that when I'm driving behind somebody slow, I move to the right so the person behind me knows it's not me?
I do it all the time.
I will drive two
tires in the gutter so they can see that it's not me.
I do that all the time,
because I'm in my truck and you can't see around it.
Yep.
And I'm like,
not me.
You see, it's a Mini Cooper right in front of me. You see that little guy?
Yep.
That's the problem.
Okay, so, one last driving thing. If you're in the lane where somebody could turn right, could you please get as far over to the left in your lane so that people can keep going behind you?
Yes.
Please pay attention. Like, I'm such a conscientious driver.
Exactly.
Like, I'll hug that line. I'll be like, hey, to the car next to me. I'm just going to make room for people.
So they can get on with their day.
I mean, I'm always thinking about everyone getting where they need to go in a safe, efficient way.
Efficiency.
But other people are
it's not about, at least in my part, it's not about being courteous. Mine's just efficiency. It's like, I just want to see this all work like it's supposed to work.
It's kind of both. Yeah, for me, it's kind of both. Like, I want people to not be upset when they're driving, right? Like, because that's...
Then don't be stupid, not you. Don't be just... if people don't want other people to get up, then you people around us shouldn't be stupid, so we get upset.
Everybody
should
be
so that's
attention.
Totally a fear response.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's just triggering. Some idiot drivers are just triggering. Those things that you mentioned, the not pulling up far enough so you can turn, triggering for me.
Yeah.
The not going in the intersection thing, hate it, triggering for me.
We all talk about the zipper, right? The zipper merge, right?
Yeah.
The reason why I have such a problem with it is so many people don't do it. Like, if you're in the outside lane and you're both turning left, right? And you're in the right-hand lane. Go, number one, and you see every other car. Go. Don't keep backing off and letting two, three, or four cars go by you before you decide you can slide over, because everybody behind you is trying to do the same thing. We're trying to all merge.
I know.
Okay.
Anxiety.
Well, I thought I was done, but I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
One more.
We
this
have
is cleansing.
Papillion has put in many tiny roundabouts.
I knew that's what you're gonna say.
Do not have enough. You couldn't even use a blinker. Like, you're supposed to use your blinker when you go.
To indicate you're getting off.
You can't even.
I'm getting off the wheel here, guys.
The turn is so tight that there's no time to blinker. And so, and I think that when people get new driver's licenses from now on, they should have to take a refresher in roundabout.
Because we never, well, some
and
people
merge
never
lanes
even,
in general. Yeah. Like, I feel like there are a couple of hot spots that
it'd
need
be worth,
to be reviewed for 50-year-old drivers who don't remember what they learned
and
at
16. I think it should be everything we're talking about here. Like, we should do...
For sure.
Yeah, it should be everything we're talking about here. That, the round... And I'm not a roundabout fan anyway. I think know. I hate roundabouts.
I just want to drive right through them. And if there's concrete, I might.
Well, okay, so here...
I hate them.
The problem is that people wouldn't stop at the stop signs.
Yeah.
So they put in a roundabout, and now they don't stop at that either. Like, they don't yield. Like, they don't even, like, they're like, I'm going straight through. I'm like, what?
And you can't tell, like, if somebody's turning, getting on or getting off, if they don't use a blinker. It's
and there's not time. It's small, so you can't really use a blinker because it's too small.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
so it's like,
Not a roundabout. Yeah, they should, just like doctors, people should have to re-up and, like, take a test.
How about we just stop at a stop sign? Like, why do we need a round? Can we just stop at a stop sign?
Yeah.
Well.
Because it was through traffic like, you have the stop. That's what that means, is stop.
Yeah. Unless you're on private property, like the Target parking lot, and you don't have to stop at stop signs.
I knew private property, you didn't have to stop.
I just threw this suggestions. Last week. The stop sign at Walmart is a suggestion.
It's a suggestion.
You'll still pay for
as a pedestrian,
if you get an accident, though. You'll still pay for it.
But the cops won't get involved.
You won't
get
a ticket, but you will pay dearly.
So as a pedestrian, though, I would just be sure to... be aware.
I'm always just aware in those parking lots anyway.
I know you got the insurance battle after the fact, but it can be painful getting there. So I'm just
for real.
Just saying.
We derailed.
Oh my God. I tell you what.
We derailed.
Before we move on, I'm going to just jump in here real quick because we're still working with FSC Edge. And FSC Edge is a leading technology innovator right here in Omaha, and works worldwide. And they are looking for some people to fill some positions. And they've asked us to kind of put the word out for them. And so we've been working with them for a few weeks. It's a great move if you're looking for a new direction. And Pat's got some of the details of what they do, because it's kind of fascinating.
They work with patent offices around the world. There's three large patent offices: the European Patent Office, German Patent Office, and also the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And you work. The only group of that works with these companies worldwide, and you get to work directly with them. What an interesting job! And you pair an interesting job with an amazing work environment, because they've invested over $2 million in the last year on improving their work area. And we all know, ever since we came up here, we all know how important a good work environment is, and these guys are nailing it.
And something else, too, to be aware of, because I know we're starting to see some changes in the way that companies are attracting workers, because benefits packages could be on the chopping block for some places, because it's like, you know what, just getting a job is going to be what's important. That's not the case here. They have a fantastic benefits package. Very generous, as a matter of fact. Company support for health and wellness. They want everybody to enjoy their work. And in this particular job, You're not client facing. You're not on the phone. It's casual, and they got a lot of fun people that you probably enjoy working with.
So you can check out what they have. It's jobs@fsc.com. Jobs@fsc.com.
Perfect. Now, what we're going to do is we are going to reset real quick and go back to a couple things we needed to get to. I know we had a text message, a couple of social media posts, and then we're going to get into Dana's numbus because we got to talk, and I'm going to just tell you right now, one has to do with Beyonce. And the other one has to do with the Sheen, Martin Sheen and his family, which that's Charlie. Okay, just wait. That's coming here shortly. First, though, the text message.
Okay, 402-403-9478. It's our number. This is from Peggy. It says, I'm 100% on Beth's side. We talked about my wife hating spiders yesterday, and I killed one on her leg, smacked it, and I saved her life in her eye. Anyway, hate spiders. This Peggy does too. So they don't all have to die, just the ones in my house or yard or place of employment. And I'm on Peggy's team. Currently, she says, this is something, I already screenshotted this and sent it to Beth. I'm like, this is something you 100% would do. She goes, I'm currently getting new siding on my house. And she wanted really dark siding, she says. But it would hide the spiders.
Yes.
So I chose white siding. Spiders be damned.
So you can see all the criminals.
So you can see them.
She is building her life around her phobia.
Yes, yes.
Around the phobia.
100%.
There we go. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Not
do what
all.
You got to do.
Oh, my God. Real quick here. I put a post up yesterday, and it was about, I just posted, it was the top 20 songs, I think, of 1984. Somebody had posted it from a radio station somewhere else, and they just put this out, and take a look at this list. And it's really, it's so mainstream. It's so middle of the road kind mm-hmm. of sounding music. It's kind of funny because it's not, it was before, because 84 wasn't, it, we weren't into the hair bands, right?
Madonna.
Right. And there was some Madonna, but Lionel Richie was huge. Mm-hmm. Kenny Rogers was huge.
Yeah.
You know, there were some other big bands from the late 70s that you still had some of that 70s sound kind of seeping through and
the
kind
cars.
Of that. And
the cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I posted that and just said, you know, as you read each title, you sing it in your head. Right. And which you do, you know, you're just yeah. like, you can't help it. And somebody posted, and you know who you are, and he's a friend of mine, but you know who you are, but he posted something. Well, not, you don't sing it if you were only 10 years old when this happened. I struggled to remember 2/3 of them. And I'm like, okay, dude, that kind of answer absolutely drives me crazy because it's as if you aren't eligible to have ever heard anything that happened or seen anything that happened before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say, some of my favorite like childhood TV shows. I remember Bewitched,
Genie,
Gilligan's My Island. Three Sons, Gilligan's Island,
Brady Bunch.
But did you know a lot of those were done before I was even born, and yet we're familiar with all of them because they were still out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have to get a hall pass to hear them or see them. So I'm just saying, or movies that are older than you, people are familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of us have seen movies that were made when we were little kids or before we were born.
I think this kind of ties into what we were talking about before with the technology, because mm-hmm. there are people around the office here that we are doing podcasts with some people that we are all familiar with, but there are people early 20s, mid 20s that had never heard of them,
yeah.
heard of these people. So I think it's because there are more options out there.
This,
I know
this guy isn't 20.
Well,
okay.
But, right. Well, yeah. that's he's being a smart ass.
Thank you.
Yeah. But like there are more options because I know my kids wouldn't go out and read. They have more options. So they wouldn't go back and listen or look at things necessarily that I was experiencing when I was younger because they have all these other things that they can do. They just don't think about it. Mm-hmm. So that might play into it for the younger
it
kids.
It could. I could see how it could. I guess. And then some people are more audiophiles. Some people are more,
mm-hmm.
You know, movie like, lovers. And
yeah, gonna, like music.
They're going to dig deeper into
music
all
heads.
That stuff, right?
But music is such a crossover. Movies, like when I hear a song, I think of the movie that it was attached to.
For a lot of music, mm-hmm. that's how it was when
soundtracks are huge.
Well, got it with Top Gun just coming back.
Yep.
Yeah. Kenny Loggins is having a huge resurgence. People are like, who the hell is this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. He wrote these other songs. And then they're going to discover other songs mm-hmm. that's going to take them to other movies like Footloose.
Yep.
right.
Like the time, like they had on late night TV, they had time and they had the time periods and they did all the music, the best music from those periods of time. I have music on my iPhone. That's really, it's from really long time ago.
Yeah. And yeah. which but it resonates with you.
Yeah.
Right? Well, but exactly. Bennett's favorite genre of music is 1970s. He loves it. Listens to it all the time.
Which part of the 70s? Is it more like the
all of it?
The bands?
Michael Jackson,
the Jacksoners?
Yeah, not like that. Not like rock, but more funk. Okay. More of the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when you look back at the 70s now, how diverse the music really was, because they were just getting into rock, but then they were easy listening, and then there was that big band sound that a lot of the top hits had. Chicago, the band, disco. You know, all of those, and then disco came in the late
70s. There's a lot of but I mean, think about the 80s too. There was New Wave, and
there was the country crossover in the early 80s, and then Madonna, and then the hair bands, and you know, there was
I think it's always been diverse. It's always been diverse, I think.
But then again, music's only been around as a popular medium since the 50s. Because prior to that,
other
people
could hear it. Because until there was radio, you couldn't really listen to other
music. Before that,
you
had records, but then radio, and then having that mass production really didn't hit till the 70s. I mean, the 60s, you still had to watch a TV show to find out about the Beatles.
Which they had Bandstand, which is where you found new music, right?
60s, 70s, and 80s.
You knew what you wanted to buy because you saw it on American Bandstand.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, my God. All right, so there's that. Okay, first off, the story that I saw about Beyonce, and we'll get to this right now. Story that I saw about Beyonce was the fact that she has a new single that came out, and it has kind of spurred an online movement. And apparently, her song called Break My Soul came out last week, and it's kind of one of those deals where she's telling people to release themselves from their 9-to-5. And part of the lyrics, I just quit my job, I'm going to find new drive. Excuse me, damn, they work me so damn hard. And immediately, it was called an anthem for the Great Resignation on social media. And without skipping a beat, all of a sudden you saw people doing that and say, me sending my resignation email because Beyonce told me to.
What?
Okay.
People breaking the cycle.
What?
Because they're
every
deciding.
Every hair on my body when you said that. And I was just like,
huh?
Yeah, that is interesting.
So the song, it's her first single since last year when she had Juneteenth came out last year. And it's kind of a 90s type feel to it, I guess. But regardless, it's kind of resonating with some people to release themselves from their job and pivot to a new direction. Which you hear that more and more since the whole COVID thing, right? People.
Oh, that happened during,
During COVID. It's like, that was like, well, we got to find a different way. And then they realize, hey, there is a different way. There isn't. And that's why it's difficult to find people to come to work. So
you know how busy we always are.
Yeah.
Right? Well, when we had COVID and people got a chance to stop moving.
They had to.
Yeah. Yeah. That gave us like this mass awakening.
Yes, it did.
Of how unhappy we actually were when things started to shift back towards that old way of living.
When they realized they had a choice.
I would much rather, I actually like the people I live with and I kind of want to spend more time with them now.
Before you didn't have you weren't aware of a choice. There was no choice because you had to go to work. And now you realized, no, there is a choice.
Well, now people got an opportunity to work from home and they're like, this is so much less stressful. I'm like so much more efficient in multitasking and my life is more in balance that I don't want to go back.
Well, I would say, there's probably two camps. There's one camp that was thankful to come back to work because they realized they needed that collaboration. But there's other people who realized, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good right here.
Yeah, but the thing is we spend so much time at work. Our connections are all with people that are superficial. If you aren't at that job anymore, are you keeping in touch with those people?
None of these connections were by choice.
But like your family,
and those connections aren't by choice either.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Made ours, with our body, but we kind of can't really.
it is kind of a, it is interesting though, because how people do develop these really deep connections with people at work while they're at work, but when they leave work, they go away.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Beyonce and her Jay-Z,
let's
right?
Let's do it. Yep.
So I'm not shocked at all that that message came from her. I don't know if she wrote that song, but it would not be surprising if she did collaborate to create that song. Mm-hmm. Both Beyonce and Jay-Z have the exact same life path. It's, it's down to the every digit. It's the same. It's
That is crazy.
A 3-2-5. And what is the 5? It's rebel. It's the don't tell me what to do. It's the I do things in my own unique way, and I don't like to be controlled.
Is it interesting that they married somebody that was so much like
them? Oh, they're soulmates.
Like
they're
somebody,
totally connected.
And I just want to say, like, somebody who's a rebel who marries another rebel.
Who are both power-driven because they both rock some serious eights. They have 5, 4, 7, and 8 in common, which is so much of their chart. That is every single number in Beyonce's chart.
Wow. Jeez.
And Jay-Z shares the 5, the 4, the 7, and the 8. The only number he has different is a 1, which is leadership. So that's his soul. That's how he feels on the inside. He's unique, and he has this big picture and this vision, which is what he does for her
crazy?
And himself. So I'm not surprised. So they also share the same birthday energy, which is a 4, which is all about security.
They were both on the 4th day of a month.
Yep.
Jeez. So they both have the 4.
So they have that 5-4 combo, which is, I want security. Don't tell me what to do or how to get it. Right? So they have created this...
Empire,
really. Mm-hmm. And they run it, and they decide how things go down, and they control it. Like, he's a producer, right? He produces all the music. So
he's
he controls
music company,
everything.
He's got it. He produces music. He's got the music company that puts, is it Tidal?
So
is that his deal?
Tidal.
And yeah, it's just like, it's just one thing after another.
So they have created a world for themselves where they literally control all of it.
Isn't that
interesting?
Pretty
awesome. I wonder if they butt heads a lot. What's their butt head number?
Or are they they see things the same way?
It can be both. It can be both. You can see things similar and get along really well, but you can also, you know, like if one of them slips into their fear, one of them could be really trying to control the other one, and the other one's not going to have it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I'm sure they don't let anybody sit and stew in their own juices, so to speak, because they have a pity party. It's like, you go ahead and
have your
pity party, because I'm
going
to go over here and do this.
They both need space. They both want things their way. They both don't like to be told what to do. Like, as long as someone's not being controlling and they allow the other person that freedom to express themselves and follow their own intuitive.
Then they're good.
And obviously they've been doing this for quite a while.
I think they've been married since 2008.
Long time. That's a long time.
And they've got 3 kids. The other 2 aren't listed anywhere. Just Blue Ivy.
Well, I bet they made that decision after that. They didn't like how things went down with her. So
well,
they changed
Blue Ivy
it.
Was, and interesting, her Wikipedia page lists her as a singer.
Didn't she? And she, like, did
and
one...
she was on one of his songs, like, when she was, like, 3.
2.
Yeah. Or something,
super
right?
young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she also is deeply tied to her parents with a 4, a 7, another 4, another 7, and an 8. So, like, she is... totally
set
tied. Like, they are definitely all soulmates, and they're all like teaching each other this whole time.
Isn't
so
that crazy?
She does not, she's going to, so her focus, their focus is to not be told what to do, whereas Blue's focus is to find security. So
interesting.
Depending on, and Blue has 2 master numbers. She's got a 22 and an 11 in her chart, which they don't share that. Now, these are just their public names. Like, these aren't the names. This is the names they go by.
Right.
These are not the names that they might be behind the scenes with each other. So this information could be very, they might resonate with each other differently. He may not call her Beyonce. She may not call him Jay-Z.
She was what? Beyonce Giselle Knowles is the name she was born with.
Okay.
Which is interesting too, because I didn't realize that. But she's 40. It seems like she's been around for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, it does. She has for a long
but
time.
But that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we move on, because of the fact you were talking about Beyonce and money and all that good stuff, we're going to right here be a good place to talk about Centrist Federal Credit Union.
Can you imagine if Beyonce gets on the horn and calls Centrist? The number is 402-334-7000, Beyonce, if you're listening. You can call them.
Pat and JT sent you.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about Centrist, and we were just talking about how things are changing financially for a lot of people right now, Centrist is doing everything they can to keep things as normal as possible. They still have a really good rate for home loans, refinance, and that's going to stay. It's on their website until the end of July. If you get a chance to take a look, you're going to be surprised because it's lower than anything you're probably seeing anywhere around right now. And there, of course, there's a couple of things that have to fall in place for you to be able to get that rate, but it's really pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they decided to extend it because it was going to end the end of June.
Cool. And more of that information, it's centrisfcu.org, and there's blogs and tons of other stuff to talk about saving money, talk about how to create a record company, all that kind of fun stuff.
All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. So I know we're really close time-wise. Do we have time to get into the next one, do you think?
I think we can, real quick, yeah.
All right. So the other story is about Martin Sheen. And the reason why is Martin Sheen had a story come out, and you're thinking, why the hell would I be talking about Martin Sheen? Story came out about Martin Sheen because it talked about his biggest regret, and for a lot of people, they may not know this, is that he changed his name when he started acting. And this was back in the 40s and 50s, I think it was. 50s is probably when he was in New York City. And he said that at the time, he was guided to change his name because his name was Ramon Estevez. And they told him, ah, that's a little too ethnic. Yeah, you know, you probably should choose something that's not quite so.
Can you imagine somebody saying that now?
So polarizing. Because now that's what everybody wants
now
to be.
Now it's not ethnic enough.
You got to change it so it's spelled with letters that make no sense.
Yeah.
But so at the time he decided.
Symbols.
Thank you.
Just symbols.
I mean, my God.
Throw up a finger sign. That's my name.
My name. Guess what that means.
That's right.
But so Ramon decided to take the name of a producer guy that he worked with or somebody on in the acting, which was Martin. And then he took the last name, Sheen, which was from somebody who was one of his spiritual. And he's a Catholic, and so it was from one of the higher-ups in that area that he had followed. And so that's where he came up with Martin Sheen. Interesting part is he said that he wishes he'd never done that. He never changed it legally. His name is still Ramon Estevez on his birth certificate, his marriage license, his passport, and his driver's license, which I think is interesting because everybody knows him as Charlie Sheen, or I'm sorry, but Martin Sheen. But his two sons that went into acting, he has other kids too, but the two that went into acting, Charlie decided to take the last name Sheen, and Emilio Estevez changed his or kept his home his name. But Martin Sheen said he argued with him and begged him to keep your name, and he did it with both of them. But Emilio decided to go down that road, and I thought, well, I wonder if Charlie started acting before Emilio, and that's why he went ahead and changed, and that's why Martin said, you know, hey. Mm-hmm. Better fix this. So I do a little digging on him. And Charlie and Emilio both started acting in 83. Completely different paths, though. Emilio was in The Outsiders.
Yep.
Which was like, that was the beginning of the Brat Pack, right? So Emilio gets down that road, whereas Charlie goes down Grizzly 2. Do you remember the movie No. Grizzly or Grizzly 2?
Grizzly, I do. Not Grizzly 2.
Grizzly came out in the 70s, and it was like, it was like the highest moneymaker of independent films, but it was about an 18-foot grizzly bear that was killing everybody, blah, blah, blah. It got panned by the critics because they said it was a complete ripoff of several of the plot lines in Jaws. Because it was made the same time. It was made in the same year.
Everybody rips everybody off in Hollywood. It doesn't matter.
Right? And so it kind of got shelved, but then they did Grizzly 2, and that's where Charlie Sheen ends up, along with George Clooney and Laura Dern, by the way, in Grizzly 2, if you want to check that out. But anyway, so I said, all right, so Martin Sheen, he's been around forever, and he's kind of got a family dynasty rolling.
Mm, he does. First thing I did was process out Martin Sheen or Ramon Estevez's information, and I looked at the difference between Sheen and Estevez. So vastly different. Sheen is he's a seven life path, so I'm not surprised that he's an ultimate observer. So, and then he has a 3 for his birthday, which all of the kids, his two kids, so Charlie and Emilio.
Oh my God.
They all share that 3 energy. And what is the 3 energy? The actor.
I just saw it. I just looked at
the chameleon.
I had that all written out in front of me and didn't even catch it.
Right. Oh, so that's natural. Like their ability to become somebody else is super easy for them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I noticed that was the first thing I noticed. But then I looked at his numbers. So when he goes by Estevez, by his real name, which he did not get rid of.
Right.
He has 4 master numbers.
So in his real life.
He is incredibly powerful. Like he is intense. Like this family is full of intensity.
Wow.
Charlie Sheen, Carlos.
Carlos Estevez.
Which I honestly makes my mind want to explode because I cannot look at Charlie Sheen's face and see
Carlos.
A Carlos.
Not at all.
I just don't see it. I'm really having a hard time with that. But can you imagine his dad yelling at him, Carlos?
Carlos.
And you'd be like, what? No, what? No,
he's
no,
such
no,
a
no.
Charlie.
Yeah.
He is
a Charlie.
He really stepped into that energy for sure. Mm. His life path is also a master number.
Wow.
And then his brother Emilio has multiple master numbers like that, a 44, a 22, a 66. Like, they're just stacked with intensity. Yeah. These numbers are very intense.
Emilio, by the way, you might recall, was married to Paula Abdul, 92, 93, 94.
Yep.
And that's when he was, like, peaking.
That was a summer winter.
Mm-hmm. Was it really?
Well, she's a lot older than him.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Summer winter relationship. Well,
yeah, how old is she? She's probably about 10, maybe 5 years older than him. Five, 10 years.
I think
I'll look her up. You go on.
I think she might be a lot older than him.
I'm going to check her out right now.
maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but
it feels like it, right?
I feel like she's always been like
Paula
older.
Abdul she's born in 62.
Okay. Oh, then no, they're the same age.
Holy crap.
Oh my gosh, that blows my mind.
Whoa. I didn't see
wow.
that.
Okay. Wow. I just didn't realize how old they were, I guess.
June 62. She's younger than him.
Wow.
Man, I thought,
you know what it is? It's that I see her still older.
Yeah.
But I only remember him younger because he hasn't done anything long time. So I don't see him matured. He's kind of frozen in time for me.
We could get in a whole conversation about that because we've been down that road. Famous people, that how you remember them because that's how you always picture them.
Yep.
Right?
And then when you see him out in the wild, you're like, oh, good Lord.
You're older now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So I feel like... You know, that seven energy that Martin Sheen's energy, that seven energy's balance point is faith and doubt. So I could see him waffling on his identity. And the three has to figure out who they are when they're not in service to someone else. So him being an actor, it's easy for them to slip out. They don't know who they are when they, you know what I mean?
Does this affect Charlie as well?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. And Charlie is affected. He's a master 33 life path with a three running in the background and a three attitude. And his personality is a four, but it leads with a three. And he has so much like.
Which explains tiger blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
I have tiger blood.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this family's just really intense.
Wow.
They're really intense. I can imagine that they're, you know, when they don't get along, they don't get along kind of energy, right?
Yeah. I imagine that, if they're all in the same room.
And Emilio is very, he didn't change his name. Mm-hmm. He's an 8 life path with a 44-8 soul and a 22 personality, like, and an 8 added, like.
Intense.
Balance is huge for
him. He seems like that, too. Mm-hmm. That's interesting that you say it, because you put him and Charlie next to each other, you'd never guess they were brothers.
And especially from a career standpoint, too. I mean, he completely backed out and just didn't want to be part of the craziness.
The
and
stuff
you never
that
hear
he's
him.
Done has been very mainstream, very understated. He's not showy. Like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas much Charlie like is very much okay with being in the spotlight. Very
that,
much
I think
so.
That's been determined.
Being
that's
in great. The spotlight. But Charlie has that double, all those threes for Charlie, the 33 in particular that him and his dad share, that's all about being the master healer. So he's showing the world.
Well,
he's very unapologetic.
He states his case and he owns it.
Yeah.
He doesn't back away from it. And he said some really crazy crap that has turned out. Down the road, people are like, well, maybe he wasn't so far off. Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
never mind.
Being...
But you don't want to agree with Charlie Sheen because then you're a lunatic.
Publicly, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Right, because he's associated himself with. But think about the. Do you know how brave you have to be authentic? Especially when you screw up.
Well, remember.
Do you know how brave you have to be to be like, yeah, I did that, I own it?
And he went through that whole crap with the Corys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. Oh. There were a lot of accusations that floated around, and he stood his ground on that, and Corey Feldman did too.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that's been something that's kind of unsettled. They went to court, and I think the...
I forgot about that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
I didn't
know
about that one.
That's a whole nother side, but he hasn't changed his story at all. I got to say that for Charlie. You know, he hasn't changed his story, but crazy. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Before
Thanks
we go
for having
real
me
quick,
on.
You, every time.
Yeah.
I mean, we need more time. We got to figure this out.
Thing is, we get in here and we talk for 20 minutes before we start recording, and then we're like, oh, well, we probably should start right away.
And then we start talking about something else before we start talking about what we thought we were going to talk about. Regardless, I do want to just throw it out there, too. Union Omaha, if you haven't been to a soccer game, opportunity coming up on the 1st of July. They're out of town this week. But coming up on the 4th of July, or 4th of July weekend, I should say, on the 1st. Ironically, and how cool, they're playing a club called Independence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is
ironic.
Awesome.
Good booking from their booking team.
I wonder, yeah, whoever got them, I wonder if they had to pay extra to get them. I'm not really sure, but it's called the Charlotte Independence. Very. Is who they're going to be up against.
Yeah, nice timing.
Very nice
timing. I'm on their website, too, and under the community tab, I noticed you can, they have this little section that says game day opportunities. Be a ball kid. I was a ball kid when I was younger, not for soccer, for baseball. You know, the Omaha Royals turned into the Storm Chasers. I worked for the Royals as a ball boy, and it's a fun experience for your kid, especially if your kid likes soccer.
Yeah.
Get them to have that experience with the players and just see professionals in action. It helps.
You know, something you might want to throw in there, too, is that also on the 1st is youth soccer night, too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you do have kids that are engaged in soccer and they're really – this would be a great opportunity for both. I mean, look into both at that time. So get on their website, unionomaha.com. That's where you can find out all the details.
I did Google the birthday for spiders. I'm going to run the numbers real quick. It's 666.
Oh, no.
What is their power energy?
Six is all about family.
Oh, whatever. Eating my family.
And nine is all about humanity.
Uh-huh. Whatever. You're lying. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it. The link to get a hold of Dana is in our description, so click on it.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.